Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am delighted to have the inspiring Muskan Virk as my guest today. Muskan came into this world as a miracle after her parents' 16 years of marriage. At the young age of 6 years old, Muskan learned about the injustice and gender equality there was in the world, and she decided that she wanted to make a difference. She started by raising funds to donate to the Malala Fund and other local charities. However, despite the difference she was already making, Muskan didn't want to stop there. She asked her mother incessantly about why there was so much gender inequality in such modern times. In order to shift her thoughts on this subject to a more positive state, her mother gave her a journal and encouraged her to write one thing every day that she was grateful for. She wanted Muskan to focus on all the positive things in her life. As time passed, her mother forgot about the journal until Muskan came to her later with a journal filled with all of the things she was grateful for and how she had transformed her negative thoughts about gender inequality into positive thoughts about how she can use her influence to make an impact. From those beautiful daily gratitudes, 365 days of gratitude was born. Muskan is inspired by knowing that her words will make a difference in people's lives and would like to make a difference globally with her charity called Helping Hands, whose mission is to help homelessness in every country. Proceeds from this book will be donated to Helping Hands as a continued effort in ensuring you are also part of making a difference. Welcome, Muskan.
Thank you, Margus, for having me today.
Oh, you are so very welcome. I am so excited to talk to you about your book. I just love your book, 365 Days of Gratitude, My Attitude of Gratitude.
Thank you so
I love
much.
The title, and I totally enjoyed reading the book. And
thank you.
Yeah, and I love that Serena Dyer, who has been on my show a couple times, Wayne Dyer's daughter Serena, wrote the foreword for your book, and that is so awesome that she did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very, very focused on gratitude, and so, you know, I'm sure that she felt the same way I did when she saw the book, that it's just so focused on gratitude. She wanted to make sure that she told you that she was grateful and, excuse me, and reminded all the rest of us about how important gratitude is.
Yeah.
So my first question I have for you is, could you share with my listeners why you were called to write 365 Days of Gratitude and describe a little bit of the process and how it was put together?
Well, I think I was called to write 365 Days of Gratitude so I myself could learn about gratitude and then share my message of gratitude, love, and compassion with the whole world. And I learned about gender equality at the age of 6, and it really switched my thinking. And my thinking, like, just in a quick as a moment, became negative. So then my mother, she reminded me to be grateful for what I have instead of focusing on what's bad in the world. And she told me to write every day what I was grateful for. So then I started writing, and this is how my book was born.
I love that. Who are some of your greatest teachers and inspirations that were placed along your way during the journey to the book's release?
I think my biggest inspiration was my mom, because she was the one who actually that reminded me to be grateful for what I have. And that's how my book was born. So I think she was the biggest inspiration for my book. And another spiritual teacher, Dr. Wayne Dyer, was also a teacher to me, and he taught me how to be grateful and share love to everyone, and share love for all humanity. And there's a coincidence that his daughter Serena Dyer wrote my foreword to my book.
Yeah, I know. That is so wonderful that she wrote the foreword for your book. I know that I've met Wayne Dyer a number of times at talks that he gave over the years, and I started reading his books when I was in my early 20s, and he's been such a big part of my life. And I'll tell you what, I know for sure, Muskan, is that he would be so proud of you for writing this book. He would love that you are taking this and showing people how it, you can just, like, for example, one of the pages from your book I put as a picture in the slideshow, and it's day 136, and it says, you wrote, "I'm thankful to put my ideas on paper. My mom asked me to write every day. One thing I'm thankful for, because I was thinking so much how there are so many things that are not right in the world. Now I'm happy to see so much good in the world." And, you know, that's a reminder for all of us that we all need to do that, to look at the things that are good, because, you know, Wayne Dyer used to love to say, too, that there are a lot more good things that happen in the world than there are bad, luckily. But unfortunately, so many people get focused on what's wrong or what's missing or what they don't have. And
Yeah.
So tell me, what does gratitude mean to you, and why do you feel it can help heal and inspire people on their journeys?
Well, gratitude means to me is being grateful for what you have instead of focusing on what you don't have. And I think that gratitude helped me by showing me that there's more things to be grateful for than things that are not grateful for. And even if there's some things that are negative, you can switch them around and say, how can I be better at this? Or how can I make this better next time? And how can I work towards this being one of my gratitudes?
Right, right. I remember reading that in your book, in one of your gratitudes, about learning that you can be thankful for even making mistakes because you can learn from them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really important. So, now, the book has received positive reviews from all over the world, and you've had the opportunity to take your message from schools and libraries in Vancouver to the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles for a beautiful event entitled A Night of Gratitude, the week before Christmas at the Midnight Mission, where you were able to serve the homeless residents of Skid Row. Could you paint a picture of this event for our listeners?
Well, I've been to very many schools and libraries in Vancouver, and what touches my heart is seeing the kids, like, listening to me, and for them to be able to have a connection with someone around their age, and being able to be inspired by my message. And what warms my heart is seeing the kids come up to me after I speak and say, that really inspired me. And when I went to one school, one of the teachers was nearly crying, and she said that my message was so powerful coming from such a kid at such a young age. She said she's been to many author talks, and she says no one has ever spoken this well and actually connected a message through their talk. And then also in the same school, another teacher said, in all my years of 25 years of teaching students at this school, I've never seen any of them this quiet while there's a presentation.
Wow, that's really amazing. So that,
yeah, and it really warmed my heart. Yeah.
So Why do homeless people hold a special place in your heart? That was a question that I wanted to ask you.
Well, homeless people hold a special place in my heart because they're equal to us. And ever since I could remember, my parents used to take me down to the east side of Vancouver, and before we went in to have a meal at a restaurant, and if there was a homeless person there, my mom would send me to them and tell me to ask them if they would like a meal. And I'd always bring them out a meal, and then we'd go enjoy a meal. And we used to roll blankets and jackets whenever we went to east side. And you feel good when you do something good for somebody else. And it warms my heart all the time. And my parents have always told me that everyone is equal, and that just because they're homeless doesn't mean they can't do what we can. Or if they have if someone has a home, doesn't mean they're any better than someone who doesn't. And you should never compare people, because we're all the same. We're humans first before we become lawyers or doctors or a homeless person or someone in middle class. We're all equal as humans, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, that is so true, and I love that. I love that your parents have taught you that, and that you can get that message out to so many people. And one of the things, like you said, is that you're able to talk to the students, and they can understand it from someone who's closer to their age, and then also the teachers and the parents that are there hear your message as well, you know?
Yes.
So that's really awesome as well. Now, after a few weeks back home in Vancouver, you're going to hit the road again with your 365-day gratitude book tour in just a little over 2 months, and you're going to be going to Seattle with stops in Buffalo, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and Chicago scheduled for this summer. For those who are hearing about you and your book and your message for the first time, what will someone who attends one of your book signings experience? What will it be like for them?
Well, they're going to learn what gratitude means to me and how gratitude changed my life from thinking of, as everything negative, to thinking as everything positive. And I will share my message with them of gratitude, love, and compassion, and they'll leave that room with their hearts full of my love.
Oh, I wish you were coming to our area so that we could meet you in person as well. We live in California, and just north of San Francisco. So, you know, you definitely let us know if you're going to be in this area so that we can come and see you. Do one of your book talks. Now, what do you hope people will take away from 365 days of gratitude?
Well, I hope they take away that the gratitude is the mother of all virtues, and without gratitude, you can't have love. And without love, you can't spread your love and have compassion for other people. So, gratitude is the key to life. And you have to be grateful for what you have, instead of focusing on what you don't have, to love, and to love yourself, and to love others.
That's a really important part, too, is it's so important. You see so much about people loving themselves, and some people have a really hard time doing that. And did you find that writing the gratitudes every day helped you with that?
Well, I think writing gratitudes every day I was so excited to go find something that I was grateful for. And then it just became a habit, and every day I come back and tell my mom what I'm grateful for. And then I learned to be grateful for everything around me. Then I learned to love myself. Then I learned to love others and feel compassion for homeless people and every person around me.
How do you feel your book can teach people to live their music?
Well, I think my book can teach people to live their music by being grateful for things in your moment. And if you think you don't have everything and that you're still missing something, be grateful for everything you have. But if you mm-hmm. feel like you have everything in the world, then go and serve someone and help them realize what they're grateful for and support them to be grateful for more things.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. I love that. Now, you know, before we're about halfway through the show, and I just wanted to ask the questions that I like to ask during my shows for the people to think about how they would answer these, and we were just talking about living your music, so it's a perfect time. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, and live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Muskin, you are doing that. You are helping, by living your music, you're helping other people realize how many things they have to be grateful for.
And that's my music, to help people realize what they're grateful for, and for me to teach other people how to be grateful and how that can really help you.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Some people, when I say the name of my show is Live Your Music, don't really get it, what I mean. They think it's just about playing music or singing or something like that. And Wayne Dyer had always said, don't die with your music still in you. And he meant whatever you felt called to do, you know. And this is definitely what you've been feeling called to do, is to bring gratitude and thankfulness to the world. And, you know, one of the things that I really like a lot about your book is that instead of just saying I'm grateful for this or that, the way you wrote most of the pages, it seemed like more of them started out with I am thankful for, or I am thankful to. And I just love that, because it reminds me of the words thank you, thank you, thank you, which in the book The Magic, I don't know if you've ever read that book by Rhonda Byrne, The Magic, but she says the magic words are thank you. And you're saying those over and over and over again. And each time that I would read one of those, it would remind me of the millions of things that there are to be grateful for in the world, and that they don't have to be big things. They can be little things, like, you know, seeing your cat and petting them and seeing your friends smile and sharing your gratitude with people.
Yeah.
So,
and it just sharing love with other people and having love for all humanity without judging, and just sharing your music for whatever you do through love.
Right. Love first. Love. L-O-V-E in all caps.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I mean, I really don't understand why so many people have to feel like they have to judge other people. And it, you know, it's been said that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Have you heard that saying before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and to me that has always felt so true, that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And because of that, you're right. I mean, we're all the same inside, and we may look different on the outside, but basically we all want a lot of the same things. And a lot of us want to be loved, and we want to love ourselves, and we want to have fun, and we want to feel joy, and we want to feel helpful and help serve the world in some ways. So, yeah. Now, you just turned 10 years old several months ago, Muskan, and you have your entire world in front of you. What do you envision for your future, both your writing and speaking and beyond?
Well, I envision this world as a place of peace where no one judges each other, where everyone feels equal and are treated equally, and that there's no judging. Just because someone's homeless doesn't mean they're any worse or any better than someone who has a house or who has a good job. Mm-hmm. I want a world with peace and love for all humanity, for regardless of someone's differences, because differences are what make us human, and differences are what brings us together as a community.
That's so true. And then also the other thing is differences mean that we also all have different strengths that we can share with each other as well, you know. And
yes.
One of the things that I've always felt is that, can you imagine how boring the world would be if everybody was exactly the same anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people try to be like each other and they try to impress each other and wear clothes or things that they think the other people will like, and therefore they're ending up wearing a lot of the things that they're the same as the other people instead of being their own unique self. And that's one of the things that I really loved in your book that you talked about, is that you're thankful to be your own unique self. And could you talk about that just a little bit? Because I think that's really important.
Well, I'm thankful to be my own unique self because I get to be different. I get to spread my message of gratitude that some people don't do. I get to be different because I'm younger and I wrote a book, or because I'm younger and I wrote a book. I get to be unique, to share my message and connect to kids so they understand what gratefulness is, and connect to adults too, so they know if I can do it as a child, that they can do it too.
Mhm. Yeah, yeah. I love your "I can do it" attitude. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Now, Michelle Gordon, the author of the Earth Angel Training Academy, she was, when I first heard about your book, 365 Days of Gratitude, I noticed that she was posting a lot about your book on Instagram, and I got really curious about your book because of her posting all those things. And she told me that she met you, I think, when she was in Vancouver. Was that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So have you read her book, The Earth Angel Training Academy?
I have not, but I'm really excited to read it.
Oh, I love it. I read it because I had her on my show. And I, you know, at first I was a little crazy at first. I was reading it and I was going, I don't know. And then I got more and more into it. And you know what, Muskin, I've read all of them now. I think there's 8 books and I've read them all. But you know what I think for sure is, I think that you are an earth angel.
Thank you.
You're here on earth to help us all get in touch with our gratitude and inspire us to get our own journals and write our own thank yous each day of thank you for the love in my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my cat. Thank you for my home. Thank you for ways to help other people. There's just so many ways that you can say thank you.
Yes. And just being thankful and grateful is the key to life, because if you're thankful and grateful, then more things come to you to be thankful and grateful for.
Exactly, exactly. That's one of the things that I've found is so true, is the more I'm thankful for what I do have, and the more I say, more often I say thank you, the more good things come into my life. It's just, does work like magic. It really does.
Yeah.
To get so focused on all the things that are going well and that are right and that you can do, and to learn from everything.
Yes.
Now, you have a brand new website also, don't you? Muskan.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. MuskanVirk.com. And people can find out more about you by going there. And then you're also on Instagram, I noticed.
Yeah, I'm at Muskan Virk Official.
Yeah, Muskan Virk Official. I followed you, so I'm one of your followers now on your Instagram. And I imagine you'll probably be posting pictures on there from your tour when you do your new book tour, right?
Yeah, I will.
So we've got about 5 minutes left. And one of the things I'd like to know is, what advice do you have for our audience?
Well, I think just to be happy and to be grateful for what you have instead of focusing on what you don't have. And if you think you have everything, then go there and serve people. Go there and say, how may I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Share love and compassion to other people and to humanity. And don't judge people, because if you do, then you're making our humanity different. And different's a good thing. But when you judge people, it's not, because you're not grateful for everything that's around you. And you have to be great. You have to have gratitude, love, and compassion. And when you have gratitude, you have love. And when you have love, you can love yourself. After you have love, you can have compassion and love towards all humanity. And that's what my message is.
I love that. I love that. That's so true. And I think that the other thing, too, though, is that I think a lot of times the people who are focused on not being grateful and who are being judgmental, I think, unfortunately, a lot of times they come from families or environments where they get judged a lot, and so they start doing it to other people. But I think it seems to me that if people read your book, 365 Days of Gratitude, it can help inspire them to start looking at the things that they're grateful for and to start looking at what they can appreciate about other people instead of judging them.
Yes. And if you do judge someone, then you're just putting them down and raising yourself higher, but you should be bringing people higher. And then you'll be grateful that you did something like that. And then you'll have love for yourself and love for that person. And then you spread that message of love to everyone in the whole world.
Doesn't that sound like a wonderful world to live in? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I do my radio show, Live Your Music, is because I feel that if people are living their music, they're doing things that they feel good about and that can help other people and can help make the world a happier and more grateful place, a more thankful place. Because, you know, when happy people give from their hearts, then it just expands. It keeps going. And I'm so proud of you for doing this, Muskan, and I'm so glad that I was asked to have you on my show, because I really am glad that I read the book, and I'm really glad that my listeners can listen to what you have to say, because you are a wise, wise girl.
Thank you, Margaret, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just, we have 2 minutes left. Do you have something really quick that you want to tell everybody before we go?
I think just live your music and your passion and what you're here to do, and have gratitude for everything. Love all humanity and have compassion. And I started thinking of my gratitudes and instantly from negative, I thought I kept thinking of being grateful instead of being ungrateful, because even if I found something that was negative, I'd look at it and say, how can I make this better? And that's how I'd be grateful for it.
Oh, I love that. That's a great way to look at it. How can I make this better? Well, thank you, Muskan, for writing your book and for being on my show today. And I am so glad that you were on my show and your book. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you
everyone out there.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye for now, everyone. Live your music and get a gratitude journal. Write about what you're thankful for. It feels wonderful. Bye, Muskan. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Margaret.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.